Master,
we have worked hard all night and have got nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets.
That is the statement of Simon in response to Christ, when Christ asked him to put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Simon was a professional fisherman. He knew the art. From his professional experience, he knew that night time was mostly the time to catch fish. But what happened in this case?
All through the night,
in spite of his professional experience, they caught nothing.
It was only when the Lord Jesus came into the boat
that the story changed. Not just the situation,
but his own destiny. We have worked all night, worked hard,
but have got nothing.
They work all night all by themselves. They work all night relying on their professional experience. They work all night depending on their human nature, what they think they can do,
their human power, without the Lord within the space.
And so they worked all night
and they caught nothing.
So when the Lord Jesus came into the scene, when the Lord Jesus came into space, in the space, he commanded them and he said, but at your command, even though I am a professional, but at your command, even though we have worked hard, even though we have put in so much, but at your command, I will lower the net. And what happened? The miracle of the fish, catching of so many fish. If you flash your mind back to a few Sundays ago,
you remember the frustration of the waiters at the wedding feast. And if you can still remember the statement that the Blessed Virgin Mary made to the people, do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. They obeyed. At his command, they filled the jars. So here is another scenario of doing whatever he tells you. At your command, even though I am a professional here, even though I so much depend on my professionalism, even though I know what to do, but at your command, I will lower the net. My dear friends in Christ, even in our lives, we sometimes experience this night of working hard and catching nothing.
Sometimes we experience frustration because we so much rely on ourselves. We rely on our knowledge. Sometimes we read a lot of things on the internet and we think that is the right thing to do. We rely so much on the world around us. And we discover that after working so hard,
we cannot catch anything. And so, like Peter, just at his command,
do whatever he tells you.
Pray and ask him to come into your space and pray for him so that he opens your heart so that you hear and do what he wants you to do. So that then you will see this miracle.
Sometimes we think we know, And we go all out without the Lord Jesus in our space. Without the Lord Jesus telling us what to do. Without listening to him.
And at the end, we are frustrated, like Peter and his colleagues. At your command, even though I thought I was doing well, even though everything was kind of look perfect, even though I know actually that this is what should have been done, this is the right thing to do, I thought I did it well, but at your command, listen to him, my dear friends in Christ. If truly you want to experience that thing, sometimes the frustrations of life can lead you to somewhere else. But all you need to do is pray and bring him into your space. And do not toil for nothing. Do not work hard all night for nothing, because every one of us experiences that night, that emptiness, that frustration. Because that night is that night of frustration. It could be because of illness. It could be maybe a member of your family who is frustrating you. Pray and bring Christ into the space. And not just bringing him into the space, not just bringing him into the scene, but listen to him. Do whatever he tells you. And once you do that, then you will see, you will experience a different thing. In the case of Peter, they were frustrated. But when the Lord Jesus came into space, when the Lord Jesus entered his boat, the situation changed and his destiny changed. That kind of thing is waiting for you. Only remember what the Blessed Virgin Mary said. Do whatever he tells you. And to listen to him is very important, because even at his baptism, even at his transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." Unless you listen to him, if you want to go all out by yourself, if you want to go according to the teachings of the world, if you want to go according to what you read or what you see around you, you will be frustrated. All you need to do is listen to him and then do whatever he tells you. And at the end, you will say like Martha, "Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.